Welcome to the Heart Journey podcast show. I am Dr. Barbara Jean Lowe Sauve, and I'm coming to you as a minister who also happens to be a psychologist. The holidays, how to have victory, boundaries, peace, and blessedness. Today, we are going to spend time with my dear friend, Pastor Valora Cole, who pastors the Contagious Church in Tampa, Florida, and she also runs a company, a ministry called Fearless Global, and she helps women all over the world. I cannot wait for you to be with me and Valora as we talk about overcoming holiday woe and having holiday blessedness. I am so honored to have one of my very dearest sisters and bestie. She's in my bestie circle, Valora Cole, Pastor Valora Cole. Welcome to the Heart Journey podcast. I'm so excited to have you.
It is such a blessing to be here, my dear covenant sister. You know, God connected us several years ago, and we have seen God do some great, great things in both of our lives. And I'm excited about being here, very happy to be a part of what God is doing in your life and how your voice is being shared throughout the world.
Today, I was looking through different podcasts from the past, and some of them that I had made private, I was making public again because I had just kind of cleaned some things up a while ago and made it more simple. And we've done so much together, and I think about COVID and how we found a way to help people through COVID, and then afterwards, and different summits and conferences we've done together. What a blessing! Uh-huh.
It is. You know, when God connected us and began to, you know, really bring our hearts together in the ministry that God has given to you, of course, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and how it all fit. It all fit into what I was doing as well. And, you know, as we begin to navigate different conferences, you being a part of different things that we were doing, it only strengthened and solidified, you know, that kingdom assignment, you know, that God had given us together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I say there are different passions that I have, but there's one thing one of the things I'm able to do day in, day out, it's like the breath of Jesus from within me, through me, like from my tip of my toenails to my tallest hair up top here. It is that he sent me to heal the brokenhearted, and that expression of Jesus flows through me. And it's a piece of Jesus. You know, we have Imago Dei, we have the image of God within us. And that's a big part of what he's called me to. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the Hebrew word that means brokenhearted, it means a shattered heart. It even means mauled, destroyed, destroyed to the point it's gone. Mm-hmm. Like it's an extreme description of trauma. Mm-hmm. And so trauma is in the Bible, and the solution is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I would love to talk to you about today, Pastor Valora, is the holidays. We're releasing this podcast. Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and we're releasing this podcast the week of Thanksgiving. And I thought, I want to talk to my friend Valora, because she and I both have strong mother wounds. Mm-hmm. We came from a lot of dysfunction, and yet God's given us this assignment to feed his sheep and to pastor his sheep and to help heal the sheep. And yet we are still healing ourselves, and he's still healing us. And so I thought we could talk about setting boundaries in the Lord together. And in a second, I'm going to ask you about your experience, but I wanted to share with you a revelation I feel like the Holy Spirit's given me recently. And that is, when I go back to Genesis, I see one way to interpret that the story of Adam and Eve is that Eve wanted control or knowledge, and she was tempted, but Adam was still in the spirit. Adam codependently followed Eve rather than staying in the spirit. And so to me, that's the first instance of codependency. That to me, codependency is we can love people and enjoy them in the spirit, but when they leave the spirit, we don't go follow them. And that means we don't chase them with criticism, control. We don't join them in their sin, but we stay in that vital connection to the Father. Mm-hmm. And that's my prayer for the, our precious listeners that, that the folks listening, that you would be able to stay connected to the vine and only do what you see the Father doing this holiday. So holidays, what are your, what are your thoughts on maybe that Genesis story, and what are your thoughts or experiences regarding holidays?
You know, I really appreciate that question and thank you so much. And I think there are people that will be listening that will certainly be able to relate to this holiday season as it relates to family, because, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, it is often portrayed as a time when, you know, everyone gathers joyfully, family comes together, you know, food is involved, of course. But sometimes that reality can be complicated. Right. It's not always what's portrayed on television, on Lifetime, you know, the Lifetime network. Sometimes our families don't really emulate that. Sometimes there's dysfunction. Sometimes, you know, it's a strain with family members, whether that's with parents, with siblings, or all of the above. Maybe it's unresolved tension that you're not looking forward to or not wanting to be involved with. And one of the things that for myself, my mother, you know, as you said, we've had some different mother wounds in our life. And so I had to make the decision. I love my mother, but I've had to set boundaries in reference to that, boundaries for her and for me, to guard my heart and to make sure that I don't put myself in a situation to wherein she feels as though she can maybe dishonor me or disrespect me at any given moment. So in order to maintain that, then I have to set boundaries. And oftentimes what the enemy does is try to cause us to feel guilty in some way that we have not, you know, reached out or we're not a part of the family gatherings. But being related by blood is not automatically meant that there is emotional safety. It doesn't always mean that it is spiritual alignment or it's a healthy relationship just because. And so I really want to encourage people to know you don't have to. There is a family that God has given to us, and it does not always mean that it's biological. And you know, even with Jesus, even what you were saying in from Genesis in the very beginning with Adam and Eve that God gave instruction to, and we saw dysfunction. We saw one Eve that disobeyed God, that allowed the devil to cause her to question whether God really meant what he said. And then to have Adam, who was the head, who was actually supposed to lead, but then it became out of balance to wherein Eve began to lead him. And so whenever there is a situation in the family that's out of balance, then there will always be consequences of that dysfunction. And so again, I've had to make some decisions that have not always been the easiest decisions, but they have been the best decisions for my family, my immediate family, myself, my husband, as well as for my mother's. I love her, but I have to love her sometimes from a distance. I have to talk to her by telephone and not always in person and be okay with that. It's okay. I want this audience to know that it is okay not to put yourself in those situations. You can gauge this. If you are around your family and you always have anxiety, there is emotional regression, there is a spiritual drain, you feel drained when you leave their presence, you have painful memories of situations. And so it doesn't always mean that there was a demonic force that you're battling. Sometimes it's just real pain that you've forgiven, but yet there are things that you still have to deal with.
It's grief.
Or even put yourself in harm's way, you don't have to do that. Don't subject yourself to that. As the word of God says in Proverbs 4:23, that we are to guard our heart above all else, because out of that flows the issues of life. So we have to guard our heart. We have to guard our heart against anxiety, against dishonor, against disrespect. And so with that, sometimes you don't put yourself in that place to receive those things.
So good. I just, right before this, I was just, I produce a solo podcast and a guest podcast every week right now. And I'm really enjoying getting back to podcasting because I took a break for a little bit. But anyway, I was podcasting on staying in the spirit. And so if you know you can spend 2 hours with your family, but that's your limit, and you know from history that if you stay longer than 2 hours, you're going to probably get out of the spirit and behave badly, then stay 2 hours and no more, right? Or stay an hour and a half with a little bit of buffer. Because it's not love. You know, what's not of faith is sin. And if you can't do it, you know, I think sometimes we, like you said, we get into this false guilt and think, well, I have to, or that's my mother, or, you know, these are my in-laws. And yes, we do need to be kind. We do need to own our own side of the street. We're not saying because of you, but this is what I need. This is what I can give. And kind eye language. And when you were talking, I was looking, I wanted to Google scriptures on boundaries real quick, because there's so many good ones in Proverbs. I'm not sure if it's going to give me some of those. Yeah, it gives me a couple. So of course, it gives the one you gave, Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 25:28, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. So that's putting us around a person without self-control. For each one should carry their own load. Galatians 6:5, that talks about everyone carries their own daily backpack. And so if someone's always trying to get you to carry their weight, their do unreasonable things for them, or always leaning on you, we need to not enable that. We do help people with their excessive loads. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. So we still have to, love still remains in the truth. And the who is the truth? Jesus. We remain in Jesus. Let's see what else here. I want to get to some of these Proverbs. Do not give to dogs what is holy. Do not throw your pearl before pigs. Do not make friends with a hot-tempered person, or you may learn their ways. It's not bringing up, that was ChatGPT. Thank you, my dear friend, ChatGPT. But Proverbs actually has a lot of wisdom in regard to who you spend your time with, and, and to not, not join a fool in their folly. Now we don't call people fools,
correct.
Just told us, we're kind, but at the same time, we can recognize, that we have to, the scripture you gave is perfect. We have to guard our own heart. We are responsible for one person, unless you're a mother, a parent, or a father, but we're responsible for one person for every second of every word, every second. I'm 100% responsible. Even my children. I can't be 100% responsible for them because I can't control every word that comes out of their mouth. And so this is what I must steward. and I have to steward it well when I'm around others. Mm-hmm. So when you get the negative feedback or the blame and the guilt treatment, if we can call it that, how do you handle that?
One of the things that I've learned to do is to, of course, guard my heart, but to control my emotions and continue to operate in the peace of God. Ooh. So when I've encountered that, which I encountered a few months ago, I said, okay, well, I'm going to leave now. And so I'm grateful for Christ and Him living inside of me and His Spirit. Because one thing about the Holy Spirit, He will tell you when to speak, when not to speak, what to do. Now we have the decision. We certainly have the right to obey that or not. And so what I've done is kind of excuse myself from the situation because I'm not responsible, as you said, for what people do, but I am responsible for how I respond.
Yes.
And so I was so grateful for the opportunity to walk in the peace of God.
Yes.
Through the anxiety of someone else, through the evil imagination that I was being accused of, that was false. It was false. And so I left the situation very honorably. And then I said to, as I prayed, I said, okay, God, how do you want me to handle this? Because I know that I won't put myself in that situation again. So show me what I need to do. I need the wisdom of what I need to do. And God gave me a plan and He told me to write a letter, which I did. And I nailed it. I had accountability with my husband and with another spiritual leader. I had accountability as to what I said in the process that I did it. And so I was okay with it. I was at peace about it. There was nothing I had to feel guilty about because I, you know, set those boundaries. And so there is, you know, sometimes we have to limit access to people.
Yeah.
We can't always give them access to us. And that's one of the things that I said. I said, I won't put myself in that situation or allow you to be put in that situation to where you feel as though you can dishonor me, you know? And so I'm not going to dishonor you. And so I won't allow you to dishonor me. I love you. And may God be glorified, you know, in that. It is a process. It is a process. But as we continue to love God, as we continue to seek Him, seek His wisdom, it was in, I think it was maybe Matthew where the disciples came to Jesus, because sometimes our families can be very familiar with us. They can not see us past, their thought of us or as children or as our parents. They can say, well, you're just my daughter or you're just my son. That's true, I am, but I'm also a child of God with an assignment, right? With an assignment. So it's important that we know that we understand our assignment, even as I think it was, Jesus was ministering and the disciples came to Him and said, your mother is outside, your siblings are outside. Mm-hmm. And so He said, well, who is my mother and my brothers and my sisters? Who is those that do the will of my Father, which has sent me? And so we've got to understand that we have an assignment. And even with my mother, she has no clue as to, you know, really what I do or what God has me doing as a pastor, as a mentor, as a coach, as, you know, just so many things. And so it's not even, I don't think it's my responsibility to say, oh, I'm, you know, doing this or that, because you know, she's never really walked in her full purpose and her potential. So she wouldn't understand my assignment. And so we can't, sometimes, of course, we want our families to be proud of us. We want our families to accept us, to receive us with open arms and the call of God that's on our life, but that's not always going to happen.
Yeah.
That's not always going to happen.
That's good. I know for me, the dynamic with my mother was, my mother has, I believe she's with the Lord. She confessed Christ before she passed. Let's see, it's probably 10 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And the dynamic with her was, I would be tempted to kind of move into disdain toward her. I've worked really hard in doing a lot of forgiveness work and different things, but my flesh response, right, would want to be either disdain of her or pining for her approval. And most of my life, I felt like I was on the outside looking in, like she never seemed comfortable in my presence. And so I played the role of scapegoat as a child, like I was put in that role. And so one of the things I have to watch out for over the holidays is, you know, my parents are both gone, and I was able to have a beautiful reconciliation with them both in the year before they died. My dad passed probably 14 years ago, this time of year, December, 14 years ago. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. What was I saying? Silly me. I don't know what I was. That's so wild that happened. I guess maybe my dad's death at this time of year still has an impact on me. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what I was going to. Okay. Thank you, Lord. So what I am tempted to do, and that the pattern, because they're gone, but the pattern is still mm-hmm. can still be here, and I have to watch mm-hmm. for it, is mm-hmm. To feel that's like good. I'm the victim, right? Mm-hmm. And that I need someone to pursue me.
Right.
Okay. So that's the pattern that sneaks up on me. So I'm wondering, the dynamic with my dad was different than my mom. Like with my mom, it was more like, love me, love me. My dad was kind of scary to me, and I was like, get away, you know? And so for a long while, I was stuck in patterns of being with unavailable men because I was scared of someone available. And so I've had to get used to Tim, who's an available husband. Anyway, so I have to watch out for that. Like over the holidays, I have to watch out for I need to not lose my peace by having myself get into a place of feeling like a victim and like I need people to pursue me. Instead, I can stay in that peace of God. And I love the way you talk about that peace of God, because the peace of God has an authority to it. It's more than just serenity. It's peace with an authority. It's peace with having every need met. It's peace with, I'm okay, I'm good. And it's peace with power. Your place of peace is your position of power. And so it's an atmosphere is what you're talking about. And so I want to choose that. But over the holidays, we have so much family scripting that we have to be aware of and watch out for that yank, right? That yank to be a victim, to feel like a victim or whatever that is. So after having said all that, does this pattern show up for you in other places outside of with your mom, you know, in your other relationships? Because there's this theory called object relations where we kind of repeat these cycles outside of the family with other people.
Sometimes we can be in situations wherein there are unrealistic expectations from other people, and then we find ourselves almost disappointed and almost taken advantage of because of someone else's expectation that we did not either recognize or that we allow to go too long. And it's important to really, as we seek God, as we ask for, of course, wisdom, but also discernment and understanding what exactly is happening around us, that we don't have the repeated behavior in other areas, that we don't even try to overcompensate for what we didn't receive or we don't have within our family. Sometimes we can kind of go the direct opposite, and even we don't pursue maybe a parent, but we're pursuing someone else.
Yeah.
You know, to say, love me, take care of me, reinforce and give me what my mother or my father did not do.
Yes. So true. So true. Well, I believe that the only thing the Lord calls us to do each and every day is to only do what we see the Father doing. Mm-hmm. And when we boil every second down to that, Father, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's the one that we love to talk about? Who's the delight and passion of our hearts? It's Jesus. Yes. And for you listeners, if you're not feeling that way, stop staring at your problems and stare at him, because he's so wonderful and so beautiful. And he does heal your broken heart. He wants to speak to you this holiday. I sense he's saying, I want this holiday to be different, but it's not an outside job. It's an inside job. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I want it to be different within you. And he's saying, stop trying to make the garden of your life outside of you just right and work on the garden in your heart with me. Come away with me. Spend time with me. He's saying, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. Will you open to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would love to pray. I wanted to see if you have any further words or impressions for the audience. And then before we go, I want to make sure we hear what you're up to.
Yes. Well, I do have a couple affirmations that I think this audience will be blessed by, that they can speak forth. And so I'm going to give a few of those. And the first one is, I guard my heart because it is valuable and God has entrusted it to me. I love others without allowing them to harm me. I am not obligated to stay where I am disrespected or dishonored. I release guilt, pressure, and emotional manipulation. My peace is a gift from God, and I protect it. I choose relationships that nurture me, not drain me. I can honor someone and still enforce healthy distance. I am not responsible for others' emotional reactions when I set boundaries. I walk in the Spirit, and I will not return to old emotional patterns. And lastly, I refuse to be controlled by guilt, fear, or emotional pressure.
So good. You know, the brain is so powerful. And when we meditate on God, it actually changes our brain. Neurotheology is showing this, that our brain is made for God. And our brain in the natural is so drawn to the negative. So those kind of scriptural affirmations and using what theologians call our pneumatological imagination, our imagination is made to imagine God and God's word and the good that God puts in his word. And so as you do those affirmations, audience, I want to encourage you to see yourself living this way with the power of the Holy Spirit and let him paint that picture of your future through these affirmations, meditating on them, you know, doing centering prayer around them. Well, let's pray for these beauties and handsomes here listening to us. All right, I'll start and then you finish. And if you have something, just go for it. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in these folks listening over the holidays. God, I sense Lord, that the Lord wants to encourage you, that power is going out from him right now to you and to your situation. I see it. I see it like Psalm, I think it's Psalm 16. It's either Psalm 16 or 18, where the person cries out and he comes down mightily, nostrils flaring, help and rescue. He is coming. He is mighty to save. And so we release the power of God and the presence of God into every situation. We pray, God, that you would drain the poison out of hearts, where hearts feel like they're literally being poisoned from the inside, from wounds. God, we pray for deep soul forgiveness with healthy boundaries in Jesus' name. And I pray for a wisdom that's beyond your years, a wisdom to return to you in regard to boundaries in Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. Well, Father, we just thank you. We come into agreement with the prayers, the petitions, the declarations that have gone forth. And so we thank you, Father, for your peace. We thank you that you are surrounding us with people who love us, support us, and value us. Father, let our home be filled with warmth, with laughter, with rest during this holiday season. Allow us to remain focused on you. Help us to always be thankful for the things that you've already done, the places you've already brought us out of, and certainly be thankful for the relationship that we have in you, that we can cry out, Abba, Father, that even when mother and father forsake us, you will take us up. We thank you that you are with us always, even unto the ends of the earth. We know, Father, we weren't just born, but we were divinely dispatched into the earth. God, to bring forth and to be used by you to solve problems that the earth has. And so we just thank you in advance for your strength to set boundaries when needed with grace. Whatever we do, God, we want to do it with your grace, with your love, with your kindness. And so we just thank you that you are giving us the peace that we need to remain calm, even during this holiday season when others may not be calm. We may find ourselves in places where people are anxious. And so God, help us to always remain calm. Give us wisdom to know when to speak and when to be silent. Give us the courage that we need to walk away when that peace is threatened. We thank you that you are our perfect peace, where there is nothing missing and nothing broken. And you will keep us in perfect peace because our mind is stayed upon you. We are thankful in all things we give thanks to you. And in all ways, we acknowledge your sovereignty. We acknowledge your love and your kindness, your tender mercies towards us. And so we thank you in advance for all that you're going to do and how you will use our life, how you will use our testimonies with our families. God, whether they are dysfunctional or not, you're faithful to secure us, you're faithful to heal us, and you're certainly faithful to restore us. And this is the confidence that we have in you, that all of these things that we've asked of you, we know that you've heard us. And because we know that you've heard us, we have the petitions that we desire of you, because we believe we receive when we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Valora Cole, tell us what you're up to with the Contagious Church and the other things you have going on.
You know, it's been an amazing season. We've been doing a lot of work with our Contagious Connection churches in different places and in the marketplace. And so we feel like that's very important to make sure that we are not just impacting the mountain of religion, but we're also impacting the mountain of business, of education and government. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of been our focus of where God has us. And it's been an amazing time. We've just finished a book that we're getting ready to do and to release. And it's been really, really phenomenal as to how God is working and moving and how he's bringing his people together. We believe in collaboration. It's important that we do work together, that we're not always, sometimes we can go through various things within our family, which will cause us to be leery and you know, not really receive others when God send them. So it's important to recognize who's been sent, you know, to help and to support you so that you receive the blessing that God intended and not put up a wall that will not just protect you, but prevent the blessing of the Lord through someone else. So it's been a great time and a great season. And as we're kind of moving towards the end of the year, and we will be with our leadership family later this year on a retreat in Washington, D.C. So we usually take a trip once a year. So we're looking forward to that, November 30th through the 6th. So it's going to be really good, really excited to be with our spiritual family that time. Yeah,
I love the way after every conference you put on, you and your husband get away right afterwards. I love that pattern that, mm-hmm. yeah, it's so great. Mm-hmm. And Valora Cole. And so we can look for that book coming out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys are so prolific. I mean, really, the Coles are amazing. They are very prolific. And then your church is in your home church that you pastor is in Tampa, right?
It is. It's in Tampa. Yeah. Contagious Church is in Tampa. And I have an organization called Fearless Women Global. Yeah. We've done quite a few things this year. We did a medical missions in Jamaica and still, you know, doing things in the community with different schools. So mm-hmm. we're
wonderful,
continuing to progress. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Heart Journey podcast. And I look forward to much ahead with you. I sure do love you, Valora Cole. And we love the listeners as well. We'll see you in all the usual places. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Thank you for being with me on the Heart Journey podcast show today. I have a free resource for you. We've been giving away two free resources in this time, a book on 10 tools to overcome rejection. It's a simple little ebook, drbarbaraministries.org/rejection. And we also are giving away a tool for self-parenting with Jesus, drbarbaraministries.org/self-parent. I love you. Share this podcast with someone who's hurting, who has opened up to you about the holidays being difficult. We have two podcasts coming out this week on the holidays, and we're in the series on overcoming codependency. Send these things along. Make sure you're following us on YouTube, on all places where you hear podcasts, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Facebook. I love you. I do this for you. Tell me how I can pray for you. Email me, drbarbara@drbarbaraministries.org. You are loved. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for you.